This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope your week is treating you well. Today, we continue our series on relationship pairings with the Enneagram 2 and Type 3. Now, this is our first episode in the 2 section of this series. So if you are looking for Type 2 and 1, that has already happened in the Type 1 series. So it's earlier in the feed. And each type will get shorter as we go forward because the pairings will already be covered. So just keep that in mind. And I will cover Type 2 and 2 at the end of the 2 section. Now, whenever I answer these relationship questions, I like to do it in 3 points: conflict styles and triggers, things that we may be unconsciously doing, and how to positively influence each other. Now, let's get into conflict styles for Type 2. Type 2 is in the positive outlook type. They respond to triggers by being quick to deny problems, stress, and conflict. They tend to respond to difficulty by putting a positive spin on negative experiences to cover painful emotions. They may emphasize their positive self-image, positive experiences. They may emphasize the good qualities of others. They may repress negative thoughts and feelings, and they may be over-focused on the needs of others. Their triggers are being taken for granted, not being heard, another being treated in an abusive manner, and being excluded. Now, Type 2s can ask themselves, why is appreciation important to me here? When you're in conflict and you're finding yourself kind of like over-fixing, over-giving, check in and say, where's the appreciation that I was hoping to receive here, and why is that important to me? And give yourself compassion in your answer. Now, Type 3, they are a competency type. So when they're in conflict, they respond by cutting themselves off from feelings to solve problems logically. Objectivity is used to manage challenges, and feelings are quickly set aside to focus on the task at hand in a logical manner. They may set feelings aside to achieve their goals, emphasize being capable and standing out, and they want to work within the system, but they also like being outside, bending the rules, and cutting corners. Their triggers are being set up for failure, not looking good professionally, being blamed for the poor work of others, and not receiving credit for their work. Now, in conflict, Type 3s can ask themselves, where in this situation do I fear looking like a failure? This combination tends to be a winning one. With both people being charming and good with others, they are likely a really dynamic pair who socialize together easily. Things you may be unknowingly doing, letting the two play supporting character. It's very easy for twos to put people up in the spotlight, you know, put them on a pedestal, and it's easy for threes to be in the spotlight and on a pedestal, and you need to be mindful of the two also being a lead character in your life, meaning they are making decisions about the future of your life. They're making decisions about their own day, that they are getting the recognition that they deserve, and that you are, you know, participating as partners, not one lead character with a supporting character on the side. Today's podcast is brought to you by Golden. You all know my love for the Enneagram and using it as a tool for self-understanding, which is why I'm so excited to talk to you about this new collection from Golden Jewelry. Golden is a studio specializing in personalized pieces that tell a story in their Enneagram collection is the biggest labor of love yet. They designed a reversible pendant necklace for every type, complete with emblems illustrated by their founder, Chrissy, in Enneagram 7. The front of each pendant represents a type's gifts, aka how you naturally shine. The back represents a type's guiding light, the key lesson to help you shine your brightest. Each necklace is a daily reminder to follow your light, the entire spirit of the Enneagram in one wearable talisman. I should say also that these are stunning. They're beautiful. I wear mine just about every day, and I use it as a little meditation tool. I put my fingers on either side, my thumb and my forefinger, and I hold it while I meditate, and it reminds me of who I am, but also who I strive to be. And you can take 15% off your first order at golden.com with the code EGRAM. That's GLDN.com with the code EGRAM. Thank you, Golden, for supporting the podcast. Number two, be cautious of living only for your social lives. You know, this pairing is so others focused and so good at socializing that you can neglect your relationship on the back end for the front facing elements of it. You both really want to be perceived in specific ways, you know, successful or loving or loved. So be careful to not have a shiny front and like a messy back. Take care of the relationship on the back end. Number three, choose, be careful of feeling possessive. You know, this can really come out of overgiving. If you're constantly sacrificing for someone and they don't give you that recognition, it can start to feel like you owe me and so I need you to X, Y, or Z. Be mindful of that. Don't let that seep in. And threes, be careful to not dismiss the contribution of the two out of fear of not feeling self-made. It's really important to threes to be successful, to be seen as successful, and oftentimes to be seen as having done it by themselves. And you have not done anything by yourself. None of us have. So own the people who helped you along the way, especially your two, because they're going to grow increasingly resentful of that if you're not careful.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, now how do you influence each other? I think this is a really important point here, and if you've been listening to this series, you've heard me say it before, but I will always say it again. We are different, right? Our types are different, and we can take two paths with that. One is, why are you not more like me? Stop being the way you are. Or, you are different than me. I'm going to let you change me for the better. So I obviously prefer the second, that we positively influence one another, that we move toward each other by allowing ourselves to be influenced by one another. So let's get into this for two. For twos, let the three in your life teach you about being the main character. Threes take that role very well. Take it, pay attention to it, notice what they're doing, notice how they talk about themselves, notice what choices they make for themselves, and replicate it for yourself. Like, step into the role of main character of your own life. Number two, let them influence you to go after your own dreams and goals. Prioritize your wants, your desires, your needs. And then let them influence you to take credit and speak up for yourself. Threes are amazing at having these like perfect elevator pitches of who they are, what they've worked on, where they've been. Notice that, pay attention to that, and like incorporate that for yourself, because you are a powerhouse and you deserve to be able to get the recognition that you deserve for that strength. Now, type three, let the two in your life teach you to put others up front and share the credit. That can be a real trigger point for threes, the sense of other people getting credit for what you've done. Even if they've contributed, it can feel like you're not getting the recognition that you're due because you're having to share it. And that comes from like little kid you, you know, like the little kid in you earned love through achieving. And now it feels like if you aren't being fully recognized as the one who did the thing, then love is at risk. But actually in your relationship to a two, love is only at risk when you are not acknowledging how they're contributing, especially publicly. If you are taking all the credit for something that they helped you on, it can feel really poisonous. Number two, learn gratitude without fear. Kind of on the same vein, say thank you often and frequently and exuberantly to your two. It will mean the world to them. And it can be something that you forget to do. So pay attention and give your two intimacy and time. They're so good at giving someone their undivided attention, at seeing their what's great about them, of paying attention to them and being mindful of them, of anticipating their needs. Try to let them influence you to do the same, to provide intimacy and time to the people you care about. Now, at the end of the day, two and three can be one of the most magnanimous pairings, but if you find that you forget to check in on the deeper, more intimate elements of your relationship and lose sight of that connection without even realizing it, that's where you're going to get mixed up. So pay attention and prioritize emotional intimacy and introspection. As always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you, and I will see you Tuesday for the next one. Bye.